Support for Almost Entirely Sports is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Here's what we can do for you. We have an exclusive offer for listeners to Almost Entirely Sports. It's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALMOST on any order at manscaped.com. That's an incredible deal for an incredible product. Listen, over the course of our future, maybe we'll get into more or less detail whenever talking about our experience with Manscaped, but I can tell you firsthand, they hooked us up. They sent out a box for me and Beards and Rudy, and apparently Beards this whole time was a Manscaped user and never told us, which has just really brought on more questions than answers at this point. But I have now used the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, and everything in their Perfect Package 3.0 is absolutely unbelievable. Everything the ads say have been 100% true. It truly is a best-in-class grooming experience. Plus, if you do go get their Perfect Package, they'll also give you a pair of high-performance Manscaped boxer briefs that are incredible and will keep everything feeling fresh all day long, and a travel shed bag to put all your grooming goodies inside of. Also, the bag is incredible. I promise you, this is something that all of us were so excited to get and have been so impressed by whenever we did the unboxing on the show, whenever it got here to the station. Everybody at Manscaped has been great. The product is impeccable, and I'm really, really excited about being able to bring you a deal for 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. You can support the show and get a great product from Manscaped, really supporting yourself, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of double entendres throughout this read. I don't know if you caught that or not. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code ALMOST. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I got two nuggets. I'm happy.
Rudy got two nuggets, everybody.
I got my two nuggets.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Holy shot, we have a lot of packs.
He said shot.
Top shot. I was pretty confident in that, but then right after I said it, I had about half a second of, did I get that right?
It clearly sounded like shot.
No, I
was just making the joke because you always do it to me, so it was just like my payback. How's it feel, Josh?
Like shot. We have, between myself and Rudy. Oh, Beards, we have music for this? We have music for this, right?
Yeah, I've got it ready.
Okay. Between me and Rudy. Huh.
What? You know, why is it not between like me, you, and Beards?
Because
like
I'm
a real, seems like a real NBA fan would be in on this.
Do you want to say it again, Beards, so we can hear you clearly when he's not talking?
It's because I'm poor.
It's $9, Beards.
You did have, you know, the peanut for lunch today. You could have just eaten some crumbs out of the trash can here and then
could've
got
made
a Top Shot
sandwich at home and bought a Top Shot pack.
That's dinner.
Beards, you could have
eaten two sandwiches today.
Beards,
and
if you simply would have starved yourself today, you also could have gotten some non-fungible tokens.
You know how many times I have starved myself, Beards, for things that I want in life? It's commitment.
I wanted food.
I went days without.
If you put
before.
A pack of Top Shot and a pack of peanut wings in front of Beards, do you think he would even hesitate?
No.
I mean,
no,
that's what it is.
He's not a real NBA fan. I get it.
That's just what it is.
Just wait till the NHL Top Shots get going. Then he's gonna be broke.
It is time to open these Top Shot packs. I am up first because I've got four base packs. Rudy has four base packs and two cool packs.
Yeah. Four bases, hustle and show, which is just a common. But then I also got the throwdowns, which is just a rare.
That's 10 packs total. And we're going to open a lot of them right now.
Yeah, we are.
Right now.
Did I ever tell you the first time I found out about Top Shot, I thought these packs were physical packs. They're like, oh, these are cool designs. And then for like the first week, I thought they were like actual packs that you bought like in a store. And then I learned it's this thing called an NFT.
Already struggling on the stream, Beards. This happened pretty fast.
Oh, boy.
I turned into a little robot while I'm doing my little dance pretty quickly.
Little robot boy.
Probably If you're watching on Twitch, you're probably only about to see...
You're moving pretty good on mine.
All right, we'll take it then. I have four base set packs. Beard, scroll to the bottom and take that one from the very bottom section, and let's open that pack.
This common one here?
They're all common ones. But it should say release 31 or 30, I think. It's the bottom.
Yeah.
Yep, the bottom left down there.
All right, I'm going to kill our video stream because it's been a little mean.
All right. Get rid of that.
You should be nicer to it than Beards.
Crack open that pack, and then Beards, you can open the left one, although I'm watching this on a pretty significant delay.
Name that Top Shot.
Everything is frozen. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it is.
Stream just fully stopped working, Beards.
Oh, boy.
Our camera's still up, though. Why is the camera still there?
It's not. It shouldn't be.
Oh, boy. That's how behind we are. Now you have a feel for how delayed the stream just got. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed.
I guess I could try opening... Let me try opening the Twitch on my computer and see if that is more stable than the one on the...
No, it's on my end.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is a tough one here.
Yeah.
I see red things and alerts that I shouldn't be seeing.
All right, click to reveal the left one, then just don't say anything. Whenever we see it, we'll say it.
We have 5 minutes?
Yeah, we'll just click the left one.
That was your day, Josh.
Click the left one. My day was pretty fine. I thought Chaotic Warrior's comment on Twitch was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read it, but I thought it was pretty funny.
He's pretty funny, that Chaotic Warrior. He's chaotic, I'll say that.
And by funny, I mean true.
He is a chaotic man.
Beards, I'm just curious how long ago you clicked it.
The video just ended.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Excellent!
Wow. This worked fine the first couple times we did it.
It works better than this.
Yeah.
But the internet's also like, oh, it's a Christian Wood dunk! I got wood!
Yeah, I do.
It's an infinite number. It's in the 32,000s. This sucks.
$5 to $10, probably.
Left or right? Or middle or right?
Right. I have not seen the Christian Wood dunk actually happen. I've just seen it pop up, and I see the serial number is in the 32,000s.
I think it was skip the dunk because the dunk happens before. The highlight itself happens before you get that little card at the end. So we probably missed all that while it was like freezing and stuff. Whoa.
Is that for the card, Beards, or for the fact that it's not opening?
It's just slow.
All right. Category points out Christian Wood. Should have said his full name. Would have been funnier. Was it a dunk? I just saw him sort of frozen in space.
It was a dunk.
Holy smokes. Our entire 8 o'clock hour is in jeopardy right now.
Yeah, it is.
Because this shot sucks.
Wow.
Video finished. Have you not gotten to what the next card
is?
No,
it's just got a light in the middle. I have an idea for how to just change how we're doing this, and we'll figure it out momentarily, but we got to get through this pack.
All right, I'm going to click the middle one.
Well, no, tell me what the right one was. What is the right one? Just tell me.
It was the Xavier Tillman dunk. It's in like the 18,000s.
Oh, boy, Xavier Tillman. There we go. Michigan State, I think.
Well, he's in the NBA now.
Well, yeah, but he was in Michigan.
Oh,
State.
I see it there now. Oh, it's got some badges, Rudy. What do those mean?
Oh, that means this is so one of those means it is a play from his rookie season, and also that it was minted play from his rookie season. So that might actually, even though I'm not saying it's like hundreds of dollars or anything, but like that one will be worth more than a general 18,000, serial number one because it's got some little badges.
Go ahead and hit the second one, Beards, and whenever we get there, we'll get there.
Oh, I already did. It's just finished.
Oh my god. Oh, it's a Ruri Hachimura against the Suns. A layup. Nice. Wow.
Got some Rui action.
Rui
Hachimura.
Your notable poll. Do you want me to tell you what your notable poll was?
No, none of them were. Yeah, it's the Tillman one.
The Tillman. Yeah.
None of them were really notable. Those all stunk.
No, Tillman's not bad.
All right, here's my offering. Here's what I'm thinking. Video aspect of this simply not going to happen.
Yeah.
We may as well do play by play. Just Beards, do me two favors.
Yeah.
One.
I already put the video back on you guys.
Well, I won't see it for 7 or 8 minutes, but I believe you. Two. Log me out of Top Shot on your browser.
Uh-huh.
Just close that sucker.
Yeah. I I wonder, and I don't know if this would do anything, but if maybe beers are just on the marketplace where you're not going through the motion of loading up the Momus necessarily, and then that way people can see.
No. I'm not willing to do that. Here's what I'm willing to do, though.
Beards, don't say just no. Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know, Beards. Yeah,
you don't know.
You have no clue. The marketplace is not loading anything like the way opening packs does.
Here's what I'm going to do.
It's just a standard page.
Close that out. We're on our video again. I'm going to open my packs here in my browser. I will tell you what I see. I will do a radio program while I open my packs. I will detail them in the best way I know how.
Hey, Josh, do me a favor. Turn your laptop.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
To where it's more in line with the console in front of you.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. When did my I never plugged in my computer today. Battery's doing great.
You didn't.
Hold on.
Go battery.
I'm like trying to clear my notifications and like turn on do not disturb, basically.
Hide all those tabs.
I just get Slack messages and stuff.
I get it.
Okay. Oh, Beards, it's so sad, but it's so much better. I could probably do this. Hold on. Let me turn it that way.
So much better.
So much better. Also, yeah. So sad.
Eh. All right, it's the saddest thing here.
Well, no, because we're all here. I'm going to open my next pack.
My poor laptop.
I hear it screaming, Beards. All right, I'm going to go left to right. First one here. It's an assist from the Spurs. Lonnie Walker, the fourth.
Yeah, he doesn't have the good hair
anymore. No hair anymore. It's 24,000 serial number.
Yeah, it is.
I said this earlier. I just sort of feel like this is the base packs are where the suckers come out, and I am a sucker.
Yes and no. There's some valuable
Bradley
ones,
Beal handles 30,000.
Bradley Beal's not bad, though, at the very least. It's at least a player everybody knows.
It's a nice play.
Yeah.
It's just in the 30,000s. All right, third card. That's a heat dunk. Let's see. Kendrick Nunn. And it's in the bajillions.
And a loss to the Denver Nuggets. I want it.
If this is one of the things that I can put into a potential trade to get a Phoenix Sun,
well, there's gotta be
I'll take it.
I would say there's gotta be a chance I get one, right? Like a decent one. I got a lot of moments.
I still have two more packs here. We're gonna just churn through them.
Do it. Just churn them.
Open pack.
Churn them. Churn and burn.
We'll also take a break after this.
Churn,
and Rudy,
burn.
If you want, you can log
in
here.
Yours.
And
yeah.
It would be easier for us to see it in real time.
Absolutely. No, I can get it on Rudy's right there.
If your computer will work, then you should open your own.
Yeah.
All right. Next card, it's a dunk from the Pistons. Hamidou Diallo.
Okay, hey, Josh.
Yeah.
I'm going to need that one.
Is he a Nugget now or something?
He's a Kentucky Wildcat.
Okay. I mean, it's at 28,000. These have all been continuous circulation.
That's fine.
It's all sucks. Here's a three from a Pacer, Caris LeVert. It's a lower serial number.
Oh yeah, 53.
It's at 5,000 in the 5,000s.
Yeah, 5,300.
Excellent. I'm a rich boy.
Out of all of them, that's the one. I'm gonna pull that. You can keep going. I'm gonna pull that one up because I would say out of all of them so far, that's the one that's most
jumper from Paul George. It's in the 24,000s. Okay. Continuous circulation.
It's Paul George.
Yeah, it's Paul George.
Which is nice. Well, the Karis was
oh my god, 53-40.
Right?
3-pointer. Karis LeVert 3-pointer.
You keep going. I'll pull.
I will. I would even go faster if I could bear the excitement. Last pack. I've been waiting like 3 weeks to do this. Can I get a Phoenix Sun? Or one that's not going into my virtual bike spokes?
So 53, the serial number 5308 sold recently. You don't want to know how much it was for, Josh.
Yeah.
$3.
God. I mean, I've definitely lost money on this one. I've definitely paid for gifts. Here's a Gordon Hayward dunk.
Hold up.
Serial number stinks.
I just went to the top sales for Caris LeVert. It was $178 by somebody named Bray McFly. Beards.
Wow, he's been in on this whole time.
Do you
time.
Have an alias?
Nope.
Are you Bray McFly?
I am not.
This is a nice dunk from Gordon Hayward. It's a fun...
Ooh, it's a Gordon Hayward dunk.
Yeah, it's just also not near where I want it to be. I'm going right side here.
Do it.
Another dunk from a
wizard. Oh, 2,916, though.
Yeah, Chandler Hutchison.
Oh, that's a limited edition one. See how it ends in 12,000?
12,000. All right. You want to look that one up for me?
I think it's a limited edition one.
It's not continuous circulation, whatever that means.
Yeah, that means okay, so it is a limited edition. Yeah, continuous circulation means they may make more. Limited edition means that's as many as they'll ever make.
That is my first limited edition one in four packs. It's also got a little badge. What's that little badge mean? Little TS badge.
Oh, that is his first available Top Shot.
Yeah, it makes sense because I don't know who that is.
Chandler Hutchison.
That number is 2916.
It's his only moment, actually.
Yeah, in the NBA. Not even Top Shot. Last one. Top it's a Pacer dunk.
Top sale was $4,000.
All right, this one might be that right there is the money. Jakar Sampson.
Yeah, I know Jakar Sampson. Used to play for the Nuggets.
If he dunked on me, I wouldn't know who he was.
Indiana.
Also
maybe.
Limited, though. Also a limited one.
Maybe Indiana. This one around your range, I would say there's, well, one person has it up for sale for $20,000, but he hasn't sold it. 8 to 15 bucks, it seems like.
On which one?
Oh, Chandler Hutchison.
What about on Jakar Sampson? Limited edition. First moment. Number 2260 out of 12,000.
Okay, let's pull Jakar here. Jakar Sampson. Yeah, I used to play with Jakar Sampson, and he was a Nugget in 2K.
Well, that was awesome! I love that! This was a rewarding experience. What?
8 to 10 bucks.
The other ones are literally, they're going into my virtual bike spokes. Am I going to have to cancel my other penthouse that I was buying?
I mean, I keep telling you to stop buying penthouses.
Rudy's going to... I wish you would tell me to stop buying Top Shot.
Well, they're fun.
Yeah, I mean, you're money bags over there.
I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the moment.
Do you want to start opening some of yours now? We made pretty good progress because all of mine were hot dookie fire. Beards can try to
Are
get
you
the
done
camera
with
shot
all
on
yours?
Yours. That's it, baby. Blew through them. 12 cards.
Boy.
Two of them didn't.
Are we doing another one now?
Service kindling. Yeah, go ahead and try to focus in on Rudy's screen if he's good to go.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Which then gives us more time to talk about something that's not me losing money $9
yeah,
at a time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start, since we're doing good on time, I'm going to start off with just a base set, release 30. Let's get the old
yeah,
one out of the
way. Yeah, Beard's going to need a second.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just getting it to the page.
Let's do that. Let's just start churn through some base sets. Do I need to write yours down? You have them on your screen now. I don't know if that...
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, you're
all
welcome
right,
to.
You're good.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
On your laptop.
Beautiful. Okay, let's see.
Like, actually, if you wanted to angle that a little bit
yeah,
better.
And if you wanted to move your cup with your straw in the corner, it's just... No! Wrong way.
What am I going to do if I get thirsty? Okay. Let's see. You know what? Let's start middle. Let's see what we get.
This is a base pack.
Common 2666. Ooh, 666.
Daniel House. I'm going to call him Danwell.
It's yeah, Daniel.
No, they went on over the Levitard show. I'm doing it on purpose now.
Yeah, it's Danwell.
Danwell.
Is that a serial number?
Well,
666.
I actually don't. Can you tap the up a second, devil. Beards? Just a little bit so you get the serial numbers in?
Oh, yeah. Move up.
Yeah, but it's in the middle of a 2 and a 0. So.
Well, this is 666.
You want to sell it for $66. God bless you.
$666. Right. Ma Nuggets.
That's a Hornet. Nugget.
Oh, I think it's the same dunk
same
you got.
Same effing Gordon Hayward dunk.
15757. A lot of 5
think that was
there.
Better than mine.
Nice. Nice dunk. That's my... I have two Gordon Hayward moments now with the Hornets.
That's more than Beards has just as a Celtics fan.
Spurs jump shot, DeMar DeRozan, 28-42. Oh, against the Nuggets. This hurts. Get it out of here. I don't want to watch this.
You should be able to release Top Shot like you can Wild
just
Pokemon.
Like,
just release it into the wild.
I want to shred this in the machine that is the professor's
Ooh,
candy machine that
yeah.
shreds the Pokemon into little pieces. I want to do that to this moment.
All right, that's pack number one. I wrote nothing down,
Beautiful.
Rudy, because none of those were... terribly impactful.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. The DeMar DeRozan's definitely the best one. But it's a CC, common one. Let's just keep moving on then.
Keep shredding base packs. Let's just do it.
We can get through all of these super fast. Yeah. We're going to get through all these today.
I can't believe it took a total breakdown of internet for us to figure out that we had a better way of doing
this.
It
just works so much better.
Which is just to record. Like, just the boomerest way possible. Yeah.
Grizzly. Oh, 484.
As
I thought it was a Doug McDermott. Oh, wow.
Out of 4,000.
It's against the Celtics. It's a white boy dunking against the Celtics. This is priceless.
So that's, what is that?
That's interesting.
What's the serial number there?
484.
Out of 4,000?
Yeah. Sean McDermott, 484 out of 4,000.
That's got to be something kind of interesting. Is there any little... look at those badges.
So we got... play qualifies for all three rookie badges. So that's instead of having apparently there's three rookie badges. And also it was his first available NBA Top Shot.
Lowest ask right now is $20. None of them have sold yet. And let's see if I can get you. Let me get you a low serial number around your 484.
I'm going to go ahead and click the next
one.
Go
ahead and click the next one while I scroll.
Eric Gordon. I like Eric Gordon.
That's an infinite.
It's not worth
number.
Anything, but it's just like it's just kind of cool to have.
So around 484, they're selling for. There's 489 is $63. 495 is $45. 477 is $165. Unfortunately, 420 is the one that's selling for $1,000.
Gotta get that 420. So here's the thing, though. I'm gonna hold on to Sean McDermott because when the day he's inducted into the Hall of Fame,
huge.
I will have the premier Top Shot moment.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Last one. We got a Pistons. Isaiah Stewart.
A dunk with an infinite serial number.
One of Isaiah Stewart to me is the guy who I saw mocked to the Celtics last year like a billion times. I felt like obviously not a Celtic, but I felt like he was mocked to the Celtics frequently.
Give me another base pack, baby.
Do it.
LFG.
View my progress.
Let's flip and go.
I've got 24, 465 base set twos. I'm getting close to that 465, baby.
Oh, my God. Somebody probably has completed the full set, right?
Definitely.
Keep going base. Keep doing base packs here.
You sure we don't want to maybe mix in with the Hustle and Show? Because Hustle and Show's out
there.
I think
we might take a break and then come back in with the big boys.
Let's do it. Okay.
If anybody isn't here for the base set, they would have left whenever I was opening poop emoji after poop emoji.
Very true. Here we go. Base set, series 2, release 33.
Oh, that 33rd release. That one there. Baby. Oh, boy.
I'm pretty excited about the Sean McDermott.
Good one.
And you know why I'm excited about it? Is because I literally never heard of Sean McDermott until this moment.
Yeah.
And it's actually not a bad one.
And
it's
now
like
you're invested in his
career. Now I'm all about Sean McDermott. Okay. So let's see. I've done center, right, left. I've done, I think, right, left, right, center, left. Let's go left.
I don't think you've just read left to right yet. I think that's a Cavs dunk.
Isaac Okoro, Georgia Tech.
You know everything about where players played in college.
Yeah, man.
Continuous circulation.
1,800.
Yeah,
nothing special.
I'm not searching the marketplace for anything in five digits.
Yeah, it's like $5 probably. Nice dunk, but like $5.
Rudy, I had to tell you, but Okoro went to Auburn.
That's what I said.
You said Georgia Tech.
Nope, definitely said Auburn. I do remember that he went to Auburn. Now he was Bruce Pearl's best player.
Got a couple little badges on that Okoro. I don't give a
those are the rookie ones.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Yeah. Meh.
If you see those little ones, it means it's
That's a Nick. Austin Rivers.
You know who Austin Rivers is now? He's
Doc
a Rivers
Nugget. Son.
I know it's not with the Nuggets, but it might as well be. Austin
it's
Rivers
an honorary
nugget.
Nugget.
Yep.
That's an imaginary
that's
nugget.
That's going
for Rudy.
In Rudy's Nuggets. Showcase. Here we go. Oh, Brooklyn. It's Joe Harris. Now,
star
this has got to be.
Of the Brooklyn Nets, Joe Harris.
But this has got to be rare because Joe Harris is a white three-point shooter. A dunk? This might be the only one of his career. I don't know.
God, it is a breakaway. Like, I would not have. I bet he did not go up thinking this is going to be a Top Shot moment.
No. Fun fact about, you know who Jason Capono is?
Yes.
I knew Beards was.
Vaguely. I know his
name. So Jason Capono was like, he was part of Charlotte's, he was with the expansion team when they first stopped. So I came back. Dude could shoot threes like crazy. 6'8". Never dunked a basketball in an NBA game.
Recorded Joe Harris has 12
dunks,
by the way.
Well, I got one of them.
1 of 12, great serial number.
Here we go. And Isaac Okoro, Hornet legend. That's Golden State. Golden State.
Is this
Georgia
your last
Tech mascot? Yes, this is my last base set.
Base
release
set here.
34. Let's go. I like the animations. Whew, that actually kind of blinded me a little bit. Oh boy, not ready for that.
It's the same one that you've had the last like four times.
I know, but that time it hit me a little harder. Okay, let's go center again. Do this.
Let's go center again.
Ooh, 6,200.
Spurs jumper.
Again, I got the same one.
You've gotten duplicate. You got duplicates in the same pack one time last time.
The Luka one. DeMar DeRozan just keeps
over
hurting
the
me.
Nuggets. Look at DeMar DeRozan just dropping a dagger right in Rudy's Nuggets.
Gary Harris, rest in peace.
Is that? Never mind. Don't worry about it.
He's a magic now.
I got a Knicks dunk.
For a split second, I thought that was the Nuggets logo. I don't know why I thought
Taj
that.
Taj Gibson, not a unlimited one, though.
Taj Gibson still playing?
That's such a great point.
Oh, boy.
This is his only one.
Of course he is. He plays for Thibodeau. He plays 38 minutes a night, probably.
That's a good
moment. Tell me that serial number again, please.
9,500.
It's going to be between $4 and $37. I can promise you that.
Nice. Okay, last one. We got Mavs. Tim Hardy.
Nice Tim dunk. Hardy's Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
It's a dunk.
Yeah, pretty
it's
nice
fine.
Dunk. Yeah, solid dunk.
What number was the DeMar DeRozan one, or the Taj Gibson one again?
9,550.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's not great, Rudy.
Yeah.
One sold around there for $4.
I'm not really trying to sell it. It's just, it gets added to the moment.
We still have, against all odds, time
still
left in this segment.
More.
Do you want to just open those two packs now, and we'll do something else whenever we come back
why
next
not?
Segment?
Let's start
let's
off
just
with,
make it freaking
let's
happen,
just do
dude.
It. Hustle,
let's just do it.
Hustle. Okay, here we go. Now these.
Hold on. Beards. There we go. Okay.
The Hustle and Show, I don't know. So like, I'm going to pull up a
Throwdowns is the expensive one, right? Was
yes.
Throwdowns like $200?
Yes. So here we are. So if you see the page now, these are the potential players in the Hustle and Shows. I have them sorted by the low. So the highest, lowest ask is first. So, obviously, Giannis is what we want here. We want a Giannis. We're going to get one of those and other base sets. We want Giannis.
Here's what else we're going to do. We're going to open this one, then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and open the expensive boy pack.
Okay. If I can't get Giannis, I can kind of settle for RJ Hampton because he was a Nugget. No longer a Nugget. The moment is not with the Nuggets, but it's RJ Hampton. Nuggets legend. KU
open
legend.
The pack.
Where is it at? Gotta find the tab. There we go.
You won't know which ones are base and which one is the Hustle Show until you click it, right?
And there, I believe there are five base sets in this, maybe?
I think it's 4-1.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Five total.
Here we go. 5 total. 4-1. Where do we want it? You know what, Josh? I'm going to you pick this one.
Wow. Let's go bottom right.
Bottom right. Number 4.
Number 5.
It's actually, I think it's 4. If you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Onyeka Okongwu, USC, I think.
What? How do you, where did that come from?
Thank you.
How do you know that?
He was from USC.
Bluepass!
That's a continuous circulation.
Totally
it's
redeemed
an okay
myself.
Dunk of a player I did not know was an Atlanta Hawk.
Hold up, who made the pass to him? That's what I need to know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it's Trae Young. Maybe it's, you know, it's fancy. Okay, Beards, you get this one, buddy.
Middle, top.
As compared to middle bottom. Sorry.
There's three on top of the two on the bottom. Okay,
Detroit
we're gonna
Pistons. Go Dennis Smith Jr.
That's a
Ooh,
good dunk. The
that's
number
ferocious.
Stinks, but it's a good dunk.
Yeah.
I always thought he would be better.
Same.
That's sad.
North Carolina State.
Believable.
North Carolina State's in. They're the. So obviously, you know, KU's going through. North Carolina State's the first of these schools to go through that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of Dennis Smith Jr.
UC Berkeley.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? This is working. Josh, you go. I'll pick the last
one. I want the other one on the bottom. We'll make a little,
okay,
make a little triangle.
Left, little triangle. Here we go. We got a Cavs steal.
Another common one. We're good.
This is the Hustle and Show. It's Colin Sexton.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Sexland.
Okay, so let's go back here. It's okay, it's the sixth, you know, one of the, it's at least in the top half.
Lowest ask, $10.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to check the
top sale, $2,700.
$7,089, so it's in the top half of serial numbers, but nothing special.
Okay, you said it's in the 7,000s.
Yeah, low, like 7,089.
Go open your next base one there, and I'm gonna get you an exact number on that 7,000 range.
Thank you. Got another Hawks. Welcome. Another Onyeka Okongwu.
Is it the same dunk?
It is.
And the same. How are they letting there be duplicates in the packs? It's in like a single line of code should keep this from happening.
Should keep it from happening. Significantly better.
Should have let Beards pick.
No, you're right.
Beards, pick the last one.
Which
one should you open?
Top right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, top right's been opened already. I mean.
Then middle.
Well, that one's been open already.
Bottom left.
But open already.
Bottom right.
Opened already.
Third from the top.
That one's been opened.
Second to the left.
No, what about the first one? Does that one do anything for you?
Not really.
Rudy, probably about $40 or so, $30 or $40 bucks for your hustle and show.
Not in a huge rush to sell it. Chris Chioza. Never heard of him.
April Fool's Day. That means it's worth more.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
What was... So tell me really quick before we take a break and lick our wounds and settle our losses here. What is the other pack, and how much did you pay for it? What does it contain?
I didn't really pay anything, technically.
What were they selling it for?
It was $149.
What does it contain?
So, it contains... Let me get through this. Look at that Colin Sexton steal. Sexy. Do you remember when Alabama had a bunch of guys fouled out, and it was like 3-5, and he almost won the game down?
Vaguely, weirdly.
So, in the throwdowns, there are a handful. I've got the tab here. It's obviously throwdowns, right? These are dunks. It's the best dunks of the year. And so, obviously, Zion, not every big name player is in there, but Zion's in there. We want the two that we really want is Anthony Edwards and Zion Williamson.
How many cards are in the pack, and how many of them are the money ones?
There's still one of them. There's one rare moment.
There's some base stuff, one rare moment.
And then I think it's five base moments. I think that's where it was.
All right. If you want to see in real time.
When we come back from break, I'll know exactly how many base moments.
If you want to watch Rudy get so rich that he walks straight out of the studio and never speaks to us again, Rudy will open his $150 pack of Top Shot.
$149.
What did I say?
$150.
I hate you.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Almost Entirely Sports is a technical difficulty.
That's fair.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Got a Twitch comment here from Lenexa on the Sports Radio 810 Twitch channel. You can go twitch.tv/sportsradio810. NFTs hurt my crypto mining soul. I've been mining for years and people have been making fortunes off stuff they didn't even create themselves. No worries here, Lenexa, because nobody in this show is making any money from this.
Yeah, that's fair. I haven't really lost money at the very least.
Rudy's breaking even.
Like, I'm down maybe $20 at the moment, so I've broken even, which is really what I'm in this for. I'm just like, I'm not here. Here's the thing: a lot of people go into stuff trying to make money. I'm just trying to have fun. If I can have fun with this for like a year,
have fun or money? You know what you can buy with money? Fun stuff. You know what you can buy with fun? Nothing.
I would love money, but here's the thing. I'm not smart enough to get the money, Josh. I'm just trying to have fun, okay? I'm not trying to, like, I don't want to get disappointed when I then get bad stuff that doesn't bring me money. I just want to enjoy the ride. And if I make some money along the way, great. But I'm here for a good time. And also a long time, I guess. I will stop caring about NBA Top Shot, though, the second I can start buying left-handed passes from Patrick Mahomes.
So you guys know we talked about cicadas a little bit. Like, there's going to be a lot of cicadas this spring and summer.
I think I saw they got delayed a little bit, but that they're coming.
They got delayed. I love the idea that they got delayed. Like,
yeah.
Like Top Shot.
The 405 had a crash on it. The traffic's backed up, but they're going to be. They're coming.
Run
a little late.
So this is a tweet from Tamara Keith of NPR.
I just don't like this.
NPR White House correspondent. And there's a video. I'm going to show you guys this video real quick.
It's
just, she picked up some. They're all moving around. It's a bucket of cicadas. I'll tell you why, Rudy.
I don't like that.
Because her tweet says, went for a walk, gathered some cicadas.
Why?
Send your best recipes. This show is very open to eating bugs.
I mean, I'm...
And then Mia Farrow, kind of a weird
person.
This
show is very open to making other people eat bugs.
I eat bugs. I've eaten bugs. I mean, not like casually, but like I've eaten them for the bit.
Then you make me eat bugs.
Correct. Mia Farrow, obviously, checks in. Best recipes for cooking crispy cicadas. Saute until golden brown. Place on parchment paper and dry roast for 10 minutes at 420.
Nah.
Here's the thing. I bet that actually would be pretty okay.
Nope.
Just a little toasty, like it's just like a little almond with legs.
Nah.
That was alive once.
Nah.
They fly, though.
JaVale McGee just went coast to coast.
I don't
care.
I want
a JaVale McGee moment now. Here we go.
Can I opt out of JaVale McGee conversations? I would love that.
Sure.
If you put a cicada in a saute pan, would it not fly out? Are you putting a lid on it?
I mean, I think you're killing it first.
You're not going to smush it.
No, you just put a knife into it. Just like, knife right down.
But don't you usually boil like lobsters alive?
But they're lobsters.
Thing,
they can't fly away.
Great point. The closest food thing I can think
of
to a cicada.
And their only weapon, you put a rubber band around.
That's also a great point. What if you put a little rubber band around the cicada and drop them in?
Oh, then you're probably fine.
Well, then you're going to melt the rubber band because it's on straight heat.
True.
All right,
I'm sure they just, like, maybe break its head off, squish the head.
And you're just going to have a pile of leftover cicada heads?
I don't know, man.
Like, I don't...
I'm sure
it
doesn't go into the pan alive is my whole point.
How are you sure of that?
I mean, maybe it does. Maybe you just quickly throw them on there and they just...
Dump them, lid.
Maybe it's upside down, and so their wings burn immediately. I don't know.
Oh, it's so
it's cruel.
It's so cruel.
So is eating a bug.
And what did you have for lunch today?
Chicken taco. Chickens don't have souls. We all know this. That's why they taste so good.
What's more likely to have a soul, a chicken or a cicada, though?
A cicada. Easy.
Wrong.
No, that's right.
Incorrect.
Right.
What did you have for lunch? You had two meals that you were telling us about.
Yeah. So dinner, I guess, was largely pork-based.
Yeah?
Pigs also. No soul.
They're pretty smart.
Nope. No soul.
They're pretty smart
animals. I mean,
you can
be smart and not have a soul.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
I mean, they're the devil's animal.
I can think of a few people that explains.
Justice for society by getting rid of such a demonic animal.
And some cultures worship cows, and you eat them pretty regularly.
Nah, don't eat cow.
It's not true.
Never.
Have you ever... Hey, Rudy's going to blow your mind. So, you know, pork is pig, right?
Yeah.
And chicken is chicken.
Yeah, tricks out.
Do you know what beef is made out of?
Turkey.
Cows. Turkey is turkey.
I need to make a call.
Let's open the next Top Shot pack. Hit the music. This is Rudy's
$149
Top Shot pack. It'll be worth 47 cents when he opens it.
$47 probably. But hey, check out the pack art. It's nice.
What's
pretty.
This one called again?
This is called NBA Throwdowns Series 2. This is obviously there is a throwdown moment. It is the best dunks of the year. We want Anthony Edwards or Zion Williamson.
Hold on, don't open it yet. Did you open it already?
No, I mean, I've opened the pack, but I haven't revealed any moments.
Yeah, I was looking at eBay. You could buy a pack for $190. That's not that much more, so that's okay. I don't think it's really going
to
hurt you.
I did mention this earlier about how I had all these packs, and yeah. I meant to like actually go to eBay to see what they were selling for. The price of them has definitely gone down on the third-party markets like that, or third-party websites. Because they've just become more available. Some of these base sets early on, if you got them, you could sell for like $200 to $300. But now if you like, right, like you reserve a spot and you're basically guaranteed a base set pack. They're pretty easy to come across now. But some people want more of them, right? They don't want just the one. They're trying to get a bunch of them. So they have some value.
So you got six packs here. One of them is going to be Rare Fancy Boy.
Yes.
Five are going to be base sets.
Yes. We want for the Rare Fancy Boy, Anthony Edwards, Zion Williamson.
All right.
Those are the main two.
Do you want Beards to pick again?
You know what? There's six moments. Let's just go around the room. So, Josh, you go first.
Bottom middle.
bottom middle. Here we go. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Common, probably good, right? It's a layup, so not a dunk.
Yep. It didn't pop up.
It didn't.
Just click on it then. Kyle Lowry. Base set. Series 2.
All right, I did my job. I opened a $3 one.
It's a layup. Nice finish. Okay, Beards.
Rudy, you should go next.
Pick
you
my
go, you
moment.
Go, you should go next. Rudy. Whoever picks the sixth one has to pick only one card again. Yeah, we can do that bit again, which is pretty fun.
Okay, I'm going to go. Let's go number one. Here we go.
Common.
Ooh.
Dunk.
1100. Shuma Okeke.
It's got some badges, but this probably isn't the big boy dunk, right?
No, that's a base set. Base set. Oh!
Nice dunk. You know what that
Maybe
dunk was?
Maybe should have been one.
And dunk was OKK.
It
was better than OKK.
Shuma OKK International.
Is that an 1100 serial number?
Oh, that's a 1100.
That's what 1100 means? Uh-huh.
You're right. That does mean that. I was thinking 11,000 when you said that.
He also went to Auburn.
That's what I said.
Shuma Okeke.
Auburn.
1100. You can open the next one. I'm going to find.
That's
this
not
is
bad.
I think it's Okiki.
I mean, that's why I said.
That's the that beer thinking of that
Drake,
Drake song.
Song.
I had to go over the plexiglass to high five Rudy.
So good. Now, see, Beards, Drake is a rapper.
Got him right.
No whammy, no whammies, no whammies. Oh, here we go.
Oh,
Throwdown.
It's
the rare. Isaac Okoro, Georgia Tech legends. Here we go.
Your Okiki one is probably worth $10.
Okay.
All right, so what's our rare boy here? Beards, you blew it, Beards. You opened the wrong one, Beards.
Isaac Okoro.
I didn't do nothing. I just said something. Rudy
973 out of 1,800.
Three digits?
Yes. Now, there's only 1,800 is the highest for any of them. So, you know, it is in the bottom half.
Tell me the number one more time.
973.
You're
not a great one.
$40 to $50. I think you get $70 out of it.
Oh, okay. A little bit better than I thought.
71 is the lowest in that range. You can undercut the market at 70 there.
Nothing super special. Well, at this point, but you got a Georgia Tech legend. It's hard to hate. Okay, Josh, pick my moment.
Bottom left. Another freaking wizard.
Oh, it's Tyler Self.
Burtons.
Tyler Self, I think. He looks
sort of like Tyler Self.
He looks kind of like Tyler
Self.
Yeah. Davis Burtons, Germany.
Burtons?
Burtons.
It's Burtons, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that one's Burtons, Beards. I think it's Davis Burtons.
Yeah, I think when the dash is over the A, it's Da.
Basketball Reference says Bertans.
Yeah, what
Basketball
do they know?
Reference doesn't know bleep, Beards.
He's also Latvian.
That's what I said, Beards. Maybe listen for once. Goodness, man.
You called him a German. He's Latvian. That's a good correction, Beards.
Here we go. Bobby Portis. Crazy eyes.
Punch me in the face. That's a limited run.
You think Bobby Portis hit a 100 dojo today? Oh, nice little dunk.
Yeah, little dunk. Where's
he from, Rudy?
Arkansas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know that. I know Bobby.
I just looked it up. That one's worth 17 cents.
I think Bobby Portis.
It's pronounced Portis.
Bobby Portis beat Kentucky in Kentucky, and I was trying to get Arkansas fans to storm the court. Because I thought it'd be really funny to see, like, because Kentucky was like a top five team when they beat them.
And
I just thought it'd be really cool if, like, a road team at some point ever decided to rush the court after a big, like, top five win. I was like, you know
that
what?
That would have been fun.
We need this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Beards, you want to pick the last one, Beards?
Top left.
That one's picked.
Top middle.
That one's been picked already.
Bottom left.
Ooh, you were getting closer. That one's been picked.
Bottom middle.
That's been picked.
Bottom right.
That's actually Georgia Tech legend Isaac Okoro.
Been
third one down from the right.
No, that one's also that's still Okoro.
Five rows down, 21 to the left.
You know what? That actually rounds out to the third one on the square of six. Go ahead, Rudy.
Nugget. Yeah, it's a heat.
We opened so
Jimmy
many
Butler. Okay. Can get Tyler Hero or Bam.
Yellow jerseys, but
that's
a nice play.
Mizzou jerseys.
They're Mizzou jerseys.
Oh, that's good call. Good
Jimmy Butler is always good with alley-oops. He always makes alley-oops look good. I don't know why.
I just saw the Heat one. I was like, ooh, maybe it's Tyler Hero. Maybe it's Bam Adebayo. Nah, Jimmy Butler. But hey, Jimmy Butler's a big man. That's not bad.
We opened 10 packs of Top Shot.
Oh, boy, we did.
With like 35-ish cards, maybe closer to 40. Zero Nuggets. Yeah. Zero Suns. Zero good cards.
Two Gordon Haywards.
Two Okoros?
Are you going to disrespect Sean McDermott?
Did we get two? We got two Gordon Haywards.
I got two Georgia Tech legends.
Two Isaac Okoros.
Isaac Okoros.
And a German Latvian.
Yes. And Sean McDermott, the younger brother, Doug McDermott. That's not factually correct. So McDermott spelled differently, I think, in both of their last names. But they're brothers. Who's that
their names
Pokemon?
Are the exact same.
So I said, Beards, listen.
Creighton legend Sean McDermott.
Where's Sean McDermott go to school at, Beards? Georgetown.
He went to Butler.
Nailed it.
No, Butler was the last one he just had.
Yeah. Georgetown is the same. Georgetown's the same mascot as Butler.
It's Jimmy Butler, Beards.
Also, where Gordon Hayward went to college.
Never heard
of Jimmy Butler University?
Yes.
UCB. University of
Gordon Hayward with
Gordon Hayward. Beards, just please explain to me somehow how you don't want in on this. We're going to the moon, baby. I'm going to convert all of this into Dogecoin. I'm going to get a 19th job. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go snort a pack of ramen. I'm going to get on eBay. I'm going to get some more packs of Top Shots.
And then we go to the moon.
And we're going
to
go to the moon. If Elon Musk can be on SNL, I can go hungry one more day.
Me, you, and Isaac Okoro. Riding a hornet straight to the moon.
Eating cicadas along the way. Oh,
because they're free. And with the way that all of this Top Shot stuff has gone, Beards, cicadas are pretty much our only source of protein.
I got two on Yeka's Okongwu's also. You said he went to Auburn, right, Beards? I got four Auburn moments.
Georgia Tech.
Yes, Georgia Tech.
Or USC.
Apologies.
He's Latvian.
Oh, yeah. He was the USC guy. Who was it was Chimmy. Chimmy was the other. Chuma OKK was the other.
From the Drake song.
Yeah,
this segment was not OKK.
KK, do you love me?
We are going to end up on the John the Baptist diet of just eating cicadas and honey in the desert until someone mercifully beheads
JaVale
us.
JaVale McGee's bleeding.
I said I opted out of the JaVale McGee talk.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Prepare to be disappointed.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I need to tell you one more time about something going on May 15th. If you'd like to go support Friends in Service of Heroes, that's FISH, they're hosting the only Armed Forces Day in Kansas City and, according to the Army, apparently, the only one in a 16-state area this year. They're holding it at New Century Airfield on May 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's free to the public, and they'll have an A-10 Thunderbolt, the Black Hawk helicopter, a Chinook helicopter, and many modern and antique military vehicles. The Army National Guard 35th will be sending their pop band, and the Army Special Forces Black Dagger skydiving team will also be out jumping out of a Chinook helicopter. They'll have activities for kids, food trucks. Love a good food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all free to the public. Again, that's May 15th. That's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I did realize that it was May 14th just now. It's also Friends in Service of Heroes will also be presenting a service dog to a soldier that walked from California to Arlington to raise awareness for veteran suicide, and a disabled Marine will be surprised with a tracked wheelchair. So you go out there again. They're expecting like 5,000 people as of right now. So you can go check that out tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., open and free to the public. Friends in Service of Heroes at the New Century Airfield tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rudy, how did your Top Shot evaluation for yourself go there?
So I think the site is just, it won't load, basically. I don't know if
Top Shot,
down.
Sorry.
No, not Top Shot. This is a different website. Oh. It's called evaluate.market that you evaluates the Top Shot market. It's not working.
It's a good URL. It does.
Evaluate.market.
Does what it says.
Yeah, except it's just not working right now.
It's like bit.ly/TheRoyalsHateLesky or bit.ly/SethHatesMoney.
Lesky puts up another Royal score runs things. I gave out free subscriptions, and the Royals are like, bleep Hunter Dozier, knock him out, and let's go score some runs, baby.
We gotta take a break. We'll close out the week with Mick Schaefer of 41 Action News next.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.